Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. What a wild Sunday in the NFL. Week 7 is almost over. But before we get into that, guys, the World Series matchup is set. The 115th edition of the World Series, the Washington Nationals, will face the Houston Astros. Game 1 will be tomorrow at 8 o'clock on Fox. Max Scherzer taking on Garrett Cole. But I'm sure you guys will get into that tomorrow. Right now, it is Monday. We got to recap some NFL games. We'll start with Discount Double Check. I don't know if they still use that, but they should bring it back. I mean, the guy's a beast. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers taking down the Oakland Raiders 42-24. Aaron Rodgers doing his thing. 429 yards, 5 touchdowns. He also rushed for a touchdown as well. That's 6 total touchdowns for Mr. Discount Double Check. Aaron Jones doing his part. 12 rushes for 50 yards. 4 catches for 33 yards and a score as well. And Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who was questionable all throughout the week, he was a game-time decision. He played and he showed up. 2 catches, 133 yards, and a score. I really think they should bring back the Discount Double Check. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a beast. Moving right along, the Buffalo Bills squeak by the Miami Dolphins 31-21. They got a little nervous. Gabe was shaking at the sports book throughout the day on this one. Josh Allen.
Is that 2 weeks in a row where the Miami Dolphins have won against the spread?
Yeah, they're pulling ahead, man. They're
Dolphins. They're a juggernaut, ATS.
Yeah, I like it. I'm sure Joe likes it in Miami. I'm sure they're pretty happy about covering the spread down there.
Oh, they're beside themselves here, man. Season tickets flying. Yeah, it's they're already buying in. And by the way, the guy that they're tanking for just had surgery on his knee this weekend. So congratulations. You're even tanking, you can't get things to go your way.
I'll take Justin Herbert. It'll be fine.
or Dolphins.
Hey, no, but... you won't. No. No. Way overrated, too.
There we go. Well, it's a long season. It's a long season. Dolphins could still pull something out of there, you know. Moving right along here, Josh Allen.
Trade for Cam Newton. I digress. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. No worries, Dane. Josh Allen, 202 yards, 2 touchdowns. And John Brown, 5 catches for 83 yards and a score. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic, 282 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also ran for a touchdown as well. Let's see. Minnesota Vikings taking down the Detroit Lions, 42-30. Kirk Cousins doesn't look like the Kirk Cousins we've been seeing all season. 337 yards, 4 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook carrying the load, 25 rushes, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns. We also got Stephon Diggs doing his part, 7 catches, 142 yards. On the other side, the Lions, they keep losing games, but they look great. Matt Stafford always putting up numbers, 364 yards, 4 touchdowns on the day. All 4 going to Marvin Jones Jr., 10 catches, 93 yards, and again, 4 touchdowns for him. The Indianapolis Colts took down the Houston Texans in an AFC South showdown, 30-23. Jacoby Brissett, I think he's thrown multiple touchdowns in every single game this season, if I'm wrong. 320.
I said a few weeks ago, Jacoby Brissett is going to make the Pro Bowl in the AFC.
He's great.
And I hold firm on that one.
Yeah, I've actually been streaming him a couple weeks, too. I mean, you know he's going to get multiple touchdowns in fantasy, so it's like he's a good option. He's great. His Colts team is doing something here. 326 yards, 4 touchdowns for him. Zach Pascal, 6 catches, 106 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Eric Ebron also putting in work. 4 catches for 70 yards and a score. On the other side, Deshaun Watson, 308 yards, 1 touchdown, but 2 interceptions. DeAndre Hopkins coming back alive, 9 catches, 106 yards, and a score. Let's see. The Arizona Cardinals took down the New York Giants. Murray beats Jones in the rookie quarterback duel, 27-21. Kyler Murray, 104 yards, 10 rushes for 28 yards. But Chase Edmonds, oh my gosh, why start David Johnson if you're just going to run Chase Edmonds? It's crazy. What are the Cardinals doing? Something right. 126 yards, 3 touchdowns for Edmonds. He was pretty much the whole team there. On the other side of the ball, Daniel Jones, 223 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Saquon Barkley, he is back from injury. He had 18 carries for 72 yards and a score. Golden Tate, 6 catches for 80 yards. Let's go. Jacksonville taking down the Bengals, 27-17. Gardner Minshew Mania, 255 yards, 1 touchdown. Leonard Fournette carrying the load, 29 rushes for 131 yards. Dede Westbrook, who was questionable throughout the week, came back. He started 6 catches for 103 yards. On the other side, Andy Dalton, I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be a Bengals quarterback. 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, 276 yards. He ran one in for a score, though. He can still run, guys.
A lot of that is garbage time production also. Don't let like the 270 yards fool you, okay? They did squadouche on offense and have done squadouche on offense when the game has been in doubt. I mean, Joe, do you drop Joe Mixon? 10
I know,
carries.
I did on a couple of my teams. I did. I actually traded away Joe Mixon. I got rid of him. I'm not
that
with
offensive
it.
Line got Dolphins sacked like 7-8 times. Like, it's a dumpster fire.
It is rough.
Ryan Finley, door number 2.
It is rough. But tonight, we got the New England Patriots visiting the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium. The Patriots are 9.5-point favorites. Jets are plus 340 on the money line. All right, going to send it back to the guys on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Monday morning.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour 2 here on this Monday, October the 21st, 2019, and we've got one more NFL Week 7 football game tonight. Monday Night Football, Jets, Patriots, and there are some injuries here of note here, guys. Not only the Jets have been plagued by injuries this season. Tonight, the Patriots, their offense especially, going to be without a couple of their weapons, including Josh Gordon, Rex Burkhead, both of their tight ends, Matt LaCoste and Ryan Izzo. They've all been ruled out with injuries. Michael Bennett will also miss the game because he got suspended. But on the flip side, The New York Jets, well, they got a little healthier because C.J. Mosley expected back for the Jets here tonight. So the Patriots won week three, 30-14 in Foxborough. The Jets covered in that game as 21-point dogs, thanks to a, you know, a blocked punt there for a touchdown and a pick six. But there's definitely not the same two teams that met back in week three. Those are a lot of injuries for the New England Patriots, but it's the New England Patriots. And if anybody has done the whole next man up situation, it's the Patriots. But I will say this, I think Mosley is one of the biggest factors of this game, him coming back. We saw what Darius Leonard did for that Indianapolis Colts defense, right, in the middle. What do you expect from CJ here tonight? Is it a big thing to have him back leading that defense?
Oh, it's definitely a big thing, you know, and you mentioned how New England is banged up. I think they have injuries on their offensive line as well. And, you know, you can read it from, like, what Tom Brady's saying in the press conferences afterwards. Like, they're undefeated, but he's not thinking that this offense is a fine-tuned machine. Like, everyone's acknowledging that there's issues on this offense. C.J. Mosley coming back is a huge help, but honestly, Joe, when it comes down to it, in that previous game, Luke Falk was the starting quarterback. Now I got Sam Darnold. This offense looks different. The playbook looks different. I think it's going to be a much more competitive game tonight at MetLife.
Yeah, well, that New England defense is still the same, too, and they're pretty good, but we'll dive into the numbers. We'll look to make it rain for you tonight coming up here, SportsGrid.com.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What's up? I'm Laura Carenti.
And I'm Alexa Kristen. We're the co-hosts of Adlandia, the advertising industry's most thought-provoking podcast.
We are here with Lisa Bradner, GM of Analytics, and Teddy Jadi, Head of Product from Yieldmo.
So we're here to talk with Lisa and Teddy about making attention actionable. Let's start from the top. What is Yieldmo?
Yieldmo is a next-generation marketplace powered by attention analytics, superior formats, and real-time data. We were really trying to say, how do we connect this ecosystem and make everything flow? I like to step back and say, all right, great, we've built the infrastructure, but let's talk about what we're putting through those pipes.
That's what we try to do at Yieldmo, is we try to, you know, there's great technology out there, you can buy ads and serve them anywhere, but what is actually making an impact? And we focus on trying to allow marketers to see that.
Always have to be listening for that surprise signal that signals an opportunity you may not be thinking about. And our agile data structure allows our brands to work with us to do just that.
Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Adlandia Podcast and listen to Adlandia on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Game time decisions.
We look over. There's Isaiah Thomas right there, bro. Like, yeah.
Hot chick.
He was a good GM, actually. He was a good GM with the Raptors. He did a good job building a franchise early.
I agree with
you. You know, his only problem is Isaiah Thomas is a good executive. You know, he's with the Knicks, and a lot of people have struggled with the Knicks, and he's a very hands-on person.
Yes.
Especially if you're hot. They got sued, like, pretty big and stuff. Like, they lost.
Me too.
He cost them a lot of money.
Weekdays, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Sumo TV, channel 719.
All right. right, welcome back in here. Hour number two on the grid. It's definitely the grid. SportsGrid.com. Thank you very much.
Get on the grid. Dane
Martinez here. Get on the damn grid, damn it. Welcome in here. We've got or the parallel to the grid is good too. That's you can be on the grid if you want. We got Monster Week here, guys. Tonight, kind of the calm before the storm, because you are about to get, NBA starting, World Series starting. You've got, of course, college football continuing to roll on, as is the NFL, and it won't be too long. NHL's already here, and it won't be too long before college hoops begin. So it continues the month of October as we get to the latter half here. It continues to be just all sorts of fun, but all sorts of dangerous, Dane. And, a good PSA here, once again, reminding folks, and it's good to say it every now and then, that just because games and leagues are active doesn't mean you've got to lay action every game, every night, just because it's on. This is usually as fun as it is, and as profitable as it can be, Dane, it's also the same time of year that, guys lose their ass, lose their bankrolls. Things start to go really hard left here, especially if we're going to be dealing with, let's say favorites losing a lot. That usually doesn't work out all that well for the recreational bettor or somebody just starting out. So please be careful. Word to the wise, Dane. You don't have to bet on everything.
Absolutely. I make the analogy all the time, Joe, when you go to those Brazilian steakhouses and they have the coaster like red and green and people get gluttonous, and their eyes are bigger than their stomach, being like, oh, I'll take some of that. I'll take some of that. I'll take some of that. And then what happens? You get the food coma. Right. And so in this analogy, the food coma would be your wallet is empty. So the same reason, Joe, while we talk all the time that there are people who like only play WNBA or only play football or only bet Major League Baseball, that's because they want to focus. Don't be excited by every shining new toy, including the NBA tipping off this week. Right. Stick to what you know, what you really feel good about. You do not have to bet absolutely everything unless, of course, you're Gabe Morency.
Yes, and exactly. Then that's the ultimate degenerate of degeneracy. That's exactly what we want to avoid, though, for you. It's one thing to win some bets, but 7 days a week, if you're going to hammer it, guys, just to be betting, the books are in business for a reason, because they usually end up winning the money. So
everyone says like what their unit is when they bet, right? Does it make sense to have like two different units, like your normal traditional unit, but then, on things like this, when you just want to have a taste, but you don't want to, it's not your biggest thing. You don't feel, is it smart to have kind of like your half unit and know when you're going to do that, when you don't feel it as good, or if it's not your sport of choice, that sort of thing? Do people do it that way, or is their unit? If you're $100 better, you're $100 better. Or would you, I just want to play over here. I'm $100 better, but I'll bet $25 on this one.
It doesn't make a difference. You're $10 better, $20 better, $50, $100, dime. It doesn't make a difference. It depends on how you view the games that you're betting on. In other words, if you are what we call a flat bettor, right? If you're a flat bettor, then what that basically means, and this is ultimately the best strategy for longevity, is that if you are a $50 bettor, then that's what you bet. And you bet the same across all games, every bet. This is what I am. I bet $50. I bet $20. That's what you are. You flat bet everything consistently, because that'll help you avoid the ebbs and flows. Because as long as you're betting, there are going to be times where you can't lose. But more importantly, it's not those times you got to worry about. You've got to be able to weather the storm when things start to go hard left. And if you're varying your bets where, I'm going to throw 5%, I'm going to be a 5-unit player here or 3-unit player on there, what happens is that's where guys start to get in trouble, because it's very difficult to sustain the losing streaks that are going to happen, guys. 40% of the time,
45% of the time,
more than 45%. you're going to lose. So you've got to be able to weather that. My suggestion always is be a flat bettor. Whatever your unit is, whether it's $10, $20, $50, whatever it is, flat bet your way if you're going to be playing, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week. Don't get caught up with raising the bet, lowering the bet. Just be consistent. And again, if you're 53% or higher, guys, you're going to make money when it is all said and done. And that's the big thing, Dane. This time of year, you can bet across 4 or 5 leagues. But if you're all over the map with your bets, your unit, then if you lose 4 games in a row, you're out of money. Like, what the, you know, how am I supposed to maintain that? If you're in it for the long run, that is.
Sure. And it's kind of the same thing as when we talk about teasers, right, Joe? Like, this dude went 9-1 on his 10 teaser bets. Remember, imagine if instead of looking for the big shiny 60K payout, if he just, whatever his unit was, right, if he goes 9-1, he's having a great day right now. Yeah, he didn't hit the Powerball lotto, but, you know, he's inching it up the hill.
That's correct. Yep. Just be consistent. My advice always to those that are just getting in, the size doesn't make a difference of the bet. It really doesn't. What makes a difference is the consistency factor of being able to weather the storms. And you know it, Dane, as well as I do. Guys will, you know, oh, damn it, I had a rough Saturday, you know, in college football. Sure. So Sunday they raise everything. They raise their unit size. Right. They raise the, you know, how many games. And that's where you get crushed, as opposed to, listen, I had a bad day Saturday, but the bet is still going to be the same. I'm flat betting across the board, and that's the end. If I, you know, win or lose, I have a better chance of sustaining those, you know, those losing streaks, which are absolutely, you know, going to happen. And case in point, Dane.
Yeah, that's why Sunday night football, Joe, is like always the most heavily bet game, right?
Exactly. And
because everyone has that opportunity of like chasing the dragon. Everybody's going like, I can just get back to even if I nail this one, and my wife won't find out that my weekend of Vegas, I went down a couple grand. Yeah.
Right. I really love this game. Like, no, you don't. You just, it's the only game on the board that you're trying to get back.
You just know it's your last chance.
You don't love the game. Right. You just love the fact that it's on and you have an opportunity in your mind to think you're going to get it all back, but you're not. And that happened to, I can promise you, Dane, that happened to a lot of guys yesterday where they looked at that Cowboys-Eagles game and they were going, you know what, Cowboys, Eagles, the Eagles are a better team. They promise, you know, the coach went ahead and guaranteed in so many words the ability to be able to win this game. Dallas just lost to the damn New York Jets. And oh, by the way, Jason Garrett, one of the most least profitable coaches at home as a favorite in the league. Dallas has been awful to back as a home favorite with Jason Garrett at the helm. So there was a lot of people looking at Philadelphia last night going, this is my opportunity to shine. A, they're a dog, right? So already I'm getting them at plus money, Dane. So I can really hammer this home. And then, it didn't. There are some serious issues with the Philadelphia Eagles, my friend. And a lot of it starts on the defense, but that offense too, man. They got some problems, namely Carson Wentz turning the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the fumble, the interception, but it's also, and I agree with you, absolutely, you know, but like, where is Zach Ertz is one thing. Like, Zach Ertz is supposed to be one of the best tight ends in football. Homeboy didn't have a target in the first half. You know what I mean? Especially, you ain't got DeSean Jackson. Alshon Jeffrey gets a little bit banged up, missed a series or two. Like, why are they not feeding their all-pro tight end who last year set the NFL record for receptions by a tight end? Van Der Esch goes into the locker room, so they're thin at linebacker. I mean, I know they have good depth at linebacker, but still, like, it just felt weird to me. It just felt like they weren't deploying their weapons correctly. That combined with the fact that Wentz was, you know, turning the ball over a couple times, both interceptions and fumbles.
Yeah, I agree. Dallas took control of that disgusting NFC East, but we'll talk some contenders and pretenders. We'll do that coming up here. Let's make it rain, people.
Let's do it.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat, folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So who wants to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Well, how about you dunk on your NBA DFS competition this year with the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. Yeah, that's it. DailyRoto.com Optimizer. Dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with all the pros with that optimizer. It is the most accurate projections available in NBA DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. You can save 10% now on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK. DailyRoto.com/DUNK. And keep in mind that DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And welcome in here, guys, to Make It Rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. As we take a look at some of these pretenders and contenders from over the weekend here in the NFL. And I'll start, Dane, of course, with Fitzmagic, if we can, here with the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. And the Dolphins are a lot of things can be said about them this year. And maybe the hardest and maybe the best coaching job in the NFL right now is the job that Brian Flores is doing to have this team not quit on a consistent basis as we headed into week seven, a team that, listen, they are coming out and they're laying it out. They're not very good, but this isn't a lack of effort going on with a team that clearly knows they are tanking, but they are going all out. So I will say this about the Dolphins. They are contenders from the standpoint of you are not going to, and as easy it is for us to look at the Dolphins and be like, oh, they suck. Listen, it's the NFL. If they go into a game and the other team thinks they're going to walk through it, they're going to give you a fight. And I guess that's all you can ask for from that team. And Buffalo, again, here's my problem with Buffalo and the thing that bothers me with Josh Allen. We got one half of football from them. They got their asses handed to them in the first half of that game. And oh, by the way, It was almost a 9-minute drive to open the third quarter with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Right.
If he didn't eventually become Ryan Fitzpatrick and throw an interception in the end zone, you know, they would have went up another touchdown there. We're having a different conversation about the Buffalo Bills right now. But they made the adjustments. They've also been great at doing that at halftime. But the thing that scares me is you can't play one half of football. Little too inconsistent for my liking to be considered that upper echelon. But again, that defense is all world. But that offense, it scares me, man. It really, really does.
Yeah, so be specific with your question about the Buffalo Bills in terms of contender, Joe. Contender for what exactly?
Well, let's say playoffs. All it is for playoff spots. They're a contender, but that's not going to get it done as we start getting closer, you know, to the playoffs
right.
And at the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't be playing a half of football.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? So I'm in the same boat with you, Joe. Like, they are a quality team in the AFC. Okay, I'll give you that. But when I look at their schedule, Joe, you know, the Jets game, we talked about this already. They got a W where Sam Darnold was probably feeling the effects of mono, and they had some defensive stuff. We know about that. At the Giants, when they were still, you know, playing with Eli Manning, so not the toughest, right? Cincinnati, which I think is a dumpster fire, okay? They lost to New England. They beat Miami. That's four of their five wins, Joe. The at Tennessee also happened, what, right? Like the week we knew Mariota was kind of on his last leg. So I don't know that I'm impressed with Buffalo's wins. To me, it's similar to Dallas. Dallas got their first win last night that I was impressed with. Do they have the wins? Yes. But would I take them on a neutral field against, you know, the Texans or the Colts? No, I would not.
Yeah, I agree. And I think they have the pieces there. A little more consistency on offense. Coaching is there. Defense is there. They've got pieces.
Sure.
But, you know, you're not going to be able to get away with playing just a half against some of these better teams like the 49ers, in a mud bowl yesterday, go on the road. And they end up scoring 9 total points, which was 9 points more than, of course, what the Redskins ended up laying down, who ran the ball 26 times, only passed it 12 times. The conditions on that field were hilarious, to say the least. I mean, those guys were slipping and sliding all over the place. Listen, they had the opportunities to blow that game open, the 49ers, and they turned the ball over a couple of times. They couldn't get it done inside the red zone. But the 49ers, love them or hate them, it was a tough spot, West Coast, East Coast, early game, you know, an easy look ahead. And you know what? The defense brought it any which way you cut it. The 49ers, they need to get a little better in the passing game, but yesterday, give them a bye. This is definitely a contender in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Joe. They are a contender. I mean, yes, they're 6-0, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? But here's the other thing that I think really helped them. Seattle lost at home yesterday also. You know, so it's not only the fact that they look great, but they now have a 2-game cushion in that division that we think is going to be somewhat competitive. We'll see if the Rams get their act together. But, Joe, for me, they're not sexy, right? We don't know the fantasy studs. Mm-hmm. Like, who's the diva wide receiver on this team? They don't have one. Their leading pass catcher is their tight end, right? But they're so multiple. That running back by committee, whether it's Coleman or Breida, right? The offensive line is strong. That front seven is strong. And Boza starting to kind of come into his own as well. They're like a lunch pail, blue-collar kind of team. And that defense and that running game will travel if they have to, you know, I don't know, go to Lambeau Field in January or something like that. I like the way this team is built, and I like the way that Shanahan and GM John Lynch are on the same page about what they are building. They're a contender.
Keep an eye out, too, by the way. A lot of talk. They're going to go out and make a play for a wide receiver, and it wouldn't at all surprise me before the deadline if we're having that conversation that they're looking to add a little somebody on the outside. Who knows? You know, maybe even Antonio Brown, who it appears are still getting the tires kicked a little bit there. But yeah,
I got two ideas for you though, Joe.
Interesting
on that one. I got two ideas for you. When you talk about the Niners and the wide receiver market, okay? I got two names for you that I've heard. One is A.J. Green. If you're A.J. Green and you're in the last year of your deal for that dumpster fire in Cincinnati, why the hell would you want to stay there? Now, I know he's still banged up coming back from the surgery, but that's one name that is out there. You know the other name that's out there, Joe, that is not a sexy name, that is a guy who can do a lot of different things on the football field, a guy who was who is an Atlanta Falcon. I'm hearing about Mohamed Sanu on the trade block, Joe. And Mohamed Sanu is the exact kind of wide receiver that A. Shanahan knows from Atlanta. This is a guy who was a quarterback in college, can do the end arounds, can do all that stuff. And that's kind of the way the Niners are playing. Remember, they signed Tevin Coleman. They have these guys like Deebo Samuel that can do everything. I think Mohamed Sanu, while not sexy, could be the kind of player that Shanahan and the Niners want. And they have experience from Atlanta.
Emmanuel Sanders also on a trade block, as is Devontae Parker here in Miami. All guys that will definitely be for sale and might be playing for teams outside of their current destination in the near future. Wide receiver market is going to be heating up for sure. The Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, contenders or pretenders, and I think at this point, while they've caught a couple of bad breaks, they're still pretenders to me because they can't seem to elevate the game. They can't seem to either, you know, give me that group of plays or come up with an ability to win the game in the big moment at the time. We're always seem to be talking about what if with Detroit. Now, I love the direction that the franchise is going, but they can't run the ball. And even with Kerryon Johnson healthy, he got hurt yesterday, they can't run the ball.
Yep.
And if you can't run the ball and you're going to have to require Stafford to throw the ball 50 times a game, then you're too one-dimensional. I do like the pieces, the direction they're heading, but right now they're pretenders as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree with you, Joe. I agree with you. Listen, you know how much I love Kerryon Johnson going into the season. He goes down with a knee, but they can't run. This is another kind of thing where, listen, I love Matthew Stafford, right? Gritty game, all that stuff. But you don't want him throwing the ball 45 to 50 times either. You don't want, like, for fantasy, that's great. But for the real team, that's not. And these teams that have no balance, whether you're the Chargers or the Lions or the Falcons, that's what you're starting to see. I agree with you, Joe. I would call the Detroit Lions pretenders. I once called them the litmus test, right? Because of their record against teams of 500 or below 500. And you know, they're going to be a team that is puts up a fight, but is not going to actually get over the hump against quality teams. I think in the WWE, there's wrestlers that you kind of know will never win a championship. And if the other guy like beats them, then, oh, they're an actual good team. That's what the Lions are to me. They're kind of like the threshold or the gatekeeper to become an actual good team.
Yeah, I would, you know, one other team I'll throw out there is the Oakland Raiders, who I'm going to give a pass to them on this game here against Green Bay, although they had no answer for Aaron Rodgers. If it wasn't for Derek Carr being Derek Carr and somehow managed to continue to lose balls at the pylon and handing the ball back over to the team, which ironically enough, he did right before half and did that exactly a year prior against the Dallas Cowboys at a pivotal moment in the game. You know, if he scores a touchdown there, that's a different ball game going in at halftime as opposed to giving the ball back to Aaron Rodgers and having them go down and score. Brutal road schedule. Schedule has been killer for them. That Josh Jacobs is a real running back. That offensive line is a real running game. I'll give them an incomplete for now because I don't think they're an easy out for anybody, Dave.
Yeah, and don't forget, they got into the season thinking their wide receivers would be Antonio Brown and Terrell Williams. They weren't there yesterday either.
Yes, good point. Yep, very good point. All right, a little MNF.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We get ready for a Monday night football on the grid, sportsgrid.com. Jets, Sam Darnold and company, CJ Mosley, getting ready to take on the New England Patriots, who are not necessarily the same old New England Patriots, same old, at least not offensively. Their defense has certainly helped up mask a few of those deficiencies that they have on offense, but tonight will be a good test because there's an awful lot of guys hurt there on the offensive side of the ball. Won't be playing for the New England Patriots. But before we get to this game and dive in here a little bit, I wanted to get your thoughts on another contender or pretender, that being both the Texans and the Indianapolis Colts. Dane, I want to get your idea because, we have backed the Indianapolis Colts here for a while, saying that Jacoby Brissett, coaching staff, the pieces, offensive line, defense, they got plenty even without Andrew Luck to be very dangerous in that division. And they do. And I think coming off the bye week at home, I think a lot was made about, you know, what the Texans and Deshaun Watson have been able to do here over the last couple of weeks. But I don't know. Did anything in this game change your mind today as far as either of these teams being pretenders or contenders?
No, I think both of these teams are contenders, Joe. I think both of these teams are contenders and are built a way. We've seen both of these teams go into Arrowhead and beat the Kansas City Chiefs, right? And I think both of these teams are built in a way to hang with the New England Patriots as well. And here's what I'll say. one of these teams is going to win the AFC South. In my opinion, one of these teams will finish in second place. I believe that whichever of these teams is in second place, they represent the best second place team in the AFC, if that makes sense, right? Because I'll take either one of these guys over the Buffalo Bills, in my opinion. Second best team in the East. Yep. I'll take either one of these teams over, I don't know, call it Pittsburgh or Cleveland, okay? And I'll take either one of these teams over, I don't know, call it Oakland or the Chargers or the Broncos, whatever, okay? One of these teams, in my opinion, will be the number one wild card, right? And have to go on the road to the worst divisional matchup. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but no, these two teams are contenders. I think these are good teams, and I think they both make the playoffs.
I do, too. I think of the divisions in the AFC. Now, some will say that, you know, if there's going to be two teams making the playoffs out of any one division, maybe the AFC
East,
with the Bills and the New England Patriots. Or, the AFC South, what can you say here? I think only one team's obviously coming from the West here at this point. The North, in all likelihood, one team. So it's either going to be the AFC East or the AFC South that's going to send at least two teams into postseason. And, you know, right now, I agree with you. I think those two teams and what you saw yesterday is a good representation of what that division now has evolved into. Right. And it's those two teams at the top are pretty damn good, Dane.
Yeah, like I can point to legit good wins both of these teams have had. They both went into Kansas City, for goodness sakes. We were just talking about the Buffalo Bills, right? And I was like, their competition was less than rigorous, shall I say. The only good win they have is, you know, Tennessee, which, you know, they've switched starting quarterbacks. So how good of a win can that be? I believe that both the Texans and the Colts are better than the Buffalo Bills and are, you know, the best second place team in the AFC. Now, don't get me wrong. The Bills can keep on winning. Don't get me wrong. Maybe you and I are not giving Cleveland their due or something like that. Maybe Mason Rudolph can get hot. Maybe all of a sudden the Chargers trade Melvin Gordon away, go back to Eckler and get things rolling. All of those things may be possible. But if you ask me, like, what I can trust and what's more of a contender, it's these teams. Frank Reich is a damn good coach, and Deshaun Watson is an MVP candidate as long as they protect him. And they have, you know, that Colts defense. You said Darius Leonard coming back. I mean, these are quality teams. And unfortunately, they're few and far between in the AFC.
Yeah, no, that is the truth there. But good showing by both of those teams there. Frank Reich continues to impress post Andrew Luck. And having that happen to a lot of other coaches in this league might have been the end of not only their tenure there, but of course the chances of any team being able to advance when you lose somebody like Andrew Luck. But Frank Reich is that good a coach. And more than anything, too, I think we're starting to see some of these coaches take the next step, guys that we had questions with. And I had mentioned it earlier, Cliff Kingsbury this week, and I will give him credit. But yeah, he took a real big step in forget college, welcome to the pros. It was quite obvious with the rain and everything else that he was not going to be able to rely on Kyler Murray throwing the ball very well like he likes to do in that offense. And he, in essence, abandoned the passing game and focused strictly on the running game in that. And that was always one of the biggest knocks, right? Like, what was he going to do? You can't, you know, at some point you got to be able to run the ball. You got David Johnson. Well, David Johnson was hurt. So he realized that game in that situation, we're not going to be able to pass here in this part with what's going on. So his commitment to the run, no matter even how close they kept getting, I thought was pretty damn impressive of Cliff Kingsbury. I was impressed that he decided and made the decision, all right, let's get away from what I love to do here, and let's focus on what works and what we need to get this win. And that was running the ball. Did a great job with it.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. And let's put this up against what we just said with, like, the Chargers, right? They couldn't run the ball. They were one-dimensional, and they're becoming a dumpster fire. The Atlanta Falcons, one-dimensional, right? Can't get it done. We thought the Cardinals were one-dimensional as well. We thought all they wanted to do was throw Kyler Murray, putting it up. What they showed yesterday, Joe, to your point, and I'm glad you give Kingsbury some credit because he's on your, you know, he's on your poo-poo list along with Booger McFarland. But they showed that they're more than one-dimensional, right? Yesterday, they showed that when they needed to, they were able to adjust. And Chase Edmonds carries the ball 27 times. That's showing that they can do the other thing, keeping that threat there. And Chase Edmonds, boy, did he deliver with 126 yards and three touchdowns. But to me, it's like you said, Joe, Cliff Kingsbury showed that they were not as one dimensional as we thought.
Yeah, no, good stuff. And also, congratulations to Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, who are bonding and getting on the same page. But more importantly, Aaron Rodgers, I'm seeing, even still at 35 years old here, he's evolving his game. And for the first time, he looks a hell of a lot more like Tom Brady than he ever has in his career. Meaning, in the past, if you lost Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, if he didn't have his go-to guys in the receiving position, you know what? He was throwing the ball all over the place, but, you know, firing all over. He seems to be now, I don't care who I'm throwing the ball to, he seems to be distributing the ball, even with guys he doesn't seem to know or trust, a hell of a lot better. It is very a la Tom Brady from that standpoint, where, what do you have, eight different receivers yesterday he's getting the ball to? He's done this now a couple of different weeks. Eight. So it was always going to work if he bought into what LaFleur was selling, and it appears that he's bought into it because he's throwing to guys he probably doesn't even know what their names are.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. We talked about, at least I did, that this offense was going to get better over time. That's why, for me, the biggest thing was that all of a sudden Green Bay had a defense that was getting better. Now, I know they've gotten gashed in the run game, and Josh Jacobs continues to look like a strong back. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers then doesn't have to feel like he can be Superman all the time. And that's the case also. He doesn't have to force feed a guy like Devontae Adams. He can kind of let the system do itself and kind of just find the biggest matchup. And then when Devontae Adams does come back, and that's looking to be the case in the next week or two, they become even more dangerous. The Green Bay Packers, I believe, are a team that's going to continue to get better and better as the season goes along. And then they got a guy, number 12, that can pull it out and make plays when you need to. This team is dangerous in the NFC.
Yes, they absolutely are. And
they get Patty Mahomes, the progression. Kansas City next week.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Andy Reid is another guy we trust that will get this going. All right, let's make our plays of the day here. I'm making rain plays of the day. Bavona, where is our clip here?
Play the music.
Come play with us.
It's your Make It Rain plays of the day.
Forever. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
All right, we got one game tonight, and it's a big one. AFC East Patriots laying 9.5. MetLife taking on those Jets. So, Dane, who you going with in this game? You going side? You going total at 43.5? Where are you leaning?
Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 plus 9.5. I think they keep it close. I don't think they win the game outright. But I do think all the injuries we talked about and the real difference of guys like Sam Darnold and C.J. Mosley, I think they're enough to keep this game at least competitive, or at least for a backdoor cover to be in play. Give me the Jets plus the 9.5 points. And similarly, guys, this prop bet market is just kind of an algorithm that hasn't adjusted yet. Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback on the Jets. And Joe, my prop total for Jamison Crowder is 45.5 yards. My prop bet total for Robbie Anderson is 48.5 yards. That's cool when Luke Falk was throwing the ball for 170 altogether. But with what I expect to be a negative game flow and Sam Darnold, I think there's garbage time production. If anything, I think they could both get 50 yards passing. I'll take the over on both of the Jets receivers prop bets as well.
I love that. I too am, it's the fan in me versus the sports investor in me, and the fan wants to back the Jets, but the investor in me knows, don't do it. It's a sucker's bet. Got to go Bill Belichick. Got to go Patriots in this spot. Why? because all they do is cover. Not to mention they've had 3 extra days rest to prepare because they played on Thursday night football in week 6. So even though they've got some injuries, the Jets even more banged up, guys, including 5 offensive linemen on this team here are either doubtful or downright won't be playing. They're a little thin in that spot. I do think it's going to be competitive, but I do think Tom Brady and the Patriots have end up eventually running away with it in the second half as that New England defense clamps down. But maybe a first half New York Jets cover. I might be interested in that, Dane. Maybe a little New York Jets first half come out swinging, but I think as the game goes long, the less of a chance they have of actually winning and covering this game.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right, Joe. You know, ultimately, I'll give that to you. You're probably
right.
You're probably right, but hey.
I'm happy to be wrong tomorrow.
I know, you know what I mean? Listen, like I said, it's part of the fan. I do legitimately believe these prop bets for Robbie Anderson and Jameson Crowder, they're both in the mid-40s.
I agree.
I really believe this is just an algorithm that hasn't caught up and doesn't realize that, you know, most of the data points were with the third string quarterback, and now you got the first string quarterback back. I do take the over on Robbie and J-Mo.
Yep. No, I like that. And I do think there might be a first half total that we might want to be taking a look at in this game as well. I do think the Jets are going to come out swinging. I think they're going to come out. They're going to fly. I think Bell has a pretty good game, too, as well.
21
but ultimately, it's... Yeah, it's... I could absolutely see the over in the first half and the under in the second half. But we'll be watching and getting ready for the World Series tomorrow, too, as well. We'll have more on that. Morning After is next. Either way, good luck tonight, guys. Make it rain. We'll be back tomorrow.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain. And
I
don't want to miss a
thing. I lean towards the fact that when you say there's just so many crap teams, like parity is gone in the NFL. Okay, parity, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, and the NFL was such a parity league, but now that it's not, with some of these teams, Joe, it doesn't matter what the stats are, what the trends are. Look at the Washington football team, right? You've got this team flying West Coast to East Coast for the early start, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter if they can't put a point on the board. You know what I mean? And the same, let's say the New York football Giants, right? Everyone likes, oh, Danny Dimes is doing it. Let's remember the competition that he was facing. And what do you know? Another West Coast team flies across, a team that we don't think is that great, yet they get the job done in the Arizona Cardinals. Joe, I know we were all on the Giants. You and Bavona were both on the over, and then Chase Edmonds happens out of nowhere. By the way, former Fordham Ram Chase Edmonds, maybe he had some people in the building and he was extra excited about that one. But we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But that's what I'm thinking, Joe. I think it's more the idea that we do not yet grasp how bad some of these teams are, and quite frankly, how the NFL is becoming like the NBA in terms of the race away from the middle, and the league is very top heavy right now.
Yeah, it is, and we're starting to see too through the games yesterday. We're really starting to see the teams that might have been way overvalued, and it took the market. Yeah. It's taken the market a little while to adjust to some of these teams, while those that were undervalued, now all of a sudden we're starting to see teams like. I would say the Chargers, for instance, in that game against the Titans yesterday. The Chargers, for some reason, the market continues to have thought, and the betting public continues to have backed the Chargers like this miraculous turnaround was going to happen. And yet, you know, they stuck a fork in a team like the Titans because they had a quarterback change with Ryan Tannehill, which obviously proved to be a hell of a lot better than what they had with Marcus Mariota. But the Chargers do what the Chargers have always done, Dane. They find not ways to win games, they find ways to lose games. And it was so Chargers yesterday to have it not once but twice get stuffed on the 1 yard line, and to fumble your shot at another run there is just, it's a la Chargers. But I do think now finally maybe the market is going to start to react to what this Chargers team is, which is a team decimated by injuries. But the reality is they're not a good football team, man.
These days the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Recently, our company softball team lost a big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.